Good afternoon, Dorit. It's the 26th of September 2010, yeah. And I'm here to talk to Dorit Sim. Dorit, could you begin by telling us when and where you were born? What was your name at birth?
I was born in Kassel in Germany in 1931, December 31, and my name was Oppenheim, Dorit Marianne Oppenheim. It's a mouthful.
Dorit, I haven't asked you about your family life before you came to the UK. You were mentioning that you found out why your parents never made it. Oh. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about that?
I mean, that's all I know, that Mummy Gallimore had told Rosalind that the reason that they never got over here was because they said that my father had bronchitis and they wouldn't let him over. And my mother wouldn't have gone on her own, you know.
And you were an only child?
I was an only child. I had a happy childhood there. I mean, when I hear about other people, you know, and when it was Kristallnacht, I think my father worked for...
What job had he had before?
He was in the same firm for 26 years, and it was a foundry. And it said he was a Kaufmann, and that's sort of the German for businessman. I don't know what he would... I don't think he was working with his hands. Mm. I think he was in the office.
Right.
But no, after Kristallnacht, you know, I had gone to school on my own that day, and it was awful. You know, they were vandalising the school, and this man had said to me, "I'd better go home." He says, "It'll be a long time till you're back at school again." And I ran to my grandparents' house, which was quite a wee distance down. But then when my grandmother, she must have had a phone, I think, and phoned him, and my father and mother turned up, and then my father said that, well, he said, "I think we're in for a lot of trouble." And I think that would be the day before Kristallnacht. And then he said, "We've got to go to the Waisenhaus," and that was the Jewish orphanage. But as I say, you know, I was at the Waisenhaus, but I mean, these kids had had a bad time, but I was lucky.
And why were you sent to the Jewish orphanage? Cause you're
I wasn't sent. It was my father said, "We'll need to go to Jewish orphanage," and he took the children home with him. He took about four children home with him. When he found out what had happened with the school, he thought this is going to be even worse at the Jewish orphanage, you can imagine.
I see.
So he took the children home, and well, the Nazis came up. The reptile house, never mind the children. But they didn't take my mother away, but they took my father away. But he got back. But as I say, the Jewish orphanage, I mean, these kids, I don't know if they were happy or not, but I mean, they must have had a bad time.
It was brave of your parents to send you off as well as an only child. It must have taken a lot.
I know. The story about this man, he didn't want his daughter to go in there. Kinder transport. He wanted to keep her. And he actually pulled that child out of the train window. I think he pulled her out the window. And that kid went through all these concentration camps. It was terrible. Carola Regent's father, and she and her sister went away in the kinder transport. And the father jumped onto the footplate at the back of the train and hung on until he saw his children safely into Holland, and then he went back to Germany.